What is the Tea Party really? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Is the Tea Party really about cutting taxes and government spending? Professor Christopher Parker, who teaches political science, studied official Tea Party websites.
14% of the content is devoted to small government, but you have about 25% of their content on the Tea Party websites that's dedicated to conspiratorial discourse. The president's a socialist, he's a communist.
Tea Party spokesperson Kelly Carinder told a reporter, "That's nonsense."
I thought it was pretty hilarious.
Is the Tea Party movement within the mainstream of conservatives?
Absolutely.
But consider the case of Congressman Bob Inglis, Republican of South Carolina. Pretty conservative state. And Inglis is a pretty conservative guy. 93% lifetime rating from the American Conservative Union. He started noticing a lot of Glenn Beck watchers at his community meetings, calling Barack Obama a Marxist intent on becoming dictator. At one meeting, activists told him to look at the number stamped on the back of the Social Security card. That's the number of the bank that bought you when you were born based on a projection of your life's earnings, they told him. Inglis was clueless, and last June, he lost his runoff to the Tea Party candidate 71% to 29%. He wasn't even in the race. Bob Inglis discovered that being a Bible-quoting Bill Clinton impeacher, which he was, is no longer enough to be considered truly conservative, at least not in South Carolina's 4th Congressional District. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.